The pyramids of Egypt are iconic symbols of the ancient Egyptians' obsession with the afterlife. These monumental structures were built to house the tombs of the pharaohs, serving as their gateways to heaven. But did you know that not only pharaohs built tombs for themselves? Even the average ancient Egyptians were busy preparing tombs for their journey to the next life. However, passage to the afterlife was not guaranteed, and the road was paved with danger and uncertainty. In ancient Egypt, death was seen as the beginning of a voyage to a new world. The ancient Egyptians believed that their spirits would live on forever in a paradise they called the Field of Reeds. Departing from the common view of heaven as a place of ecstasy, the Field of Reeds was another version of life on Earth. The newly dead were given a plot of land and expected to plant and harvest crops, worship the gods, and live much like they had before they died. But first, they would have to get in. In order to gain admission into eternity, they had to do two things. Firstly, while on Earth, they had to live a morally upright life, where they committed as few sins as possible. Secondly, they had to build a tomb, known to them as Houses of Eternity, and after they died, embark on the harrowing journey to the afterlife. Following death, a person's soul would travel to the Hall of Truth, guided by Anubis, the god of the dead. Once there, it would wait in line for the final judgment by the god Osiris. When facing Osiris, the soul would have to testify that it never committed any of the 42 sins outlined by the gods in a ceremony called the Negative Confessions. Some of the sins include: I have not done people wrong. I have not impoverished my fellows. I have not learned false things. I have not done evil. I have not deprived a poor man of his property. I have not caused pain. I have not created hunger. I have not caused tears. I have not killed. I have not given orders to kill. I have not slept around. I have not created suffering for anyone. I have not committed fraud. After the Negative Confessions ritual, the gods Osiris, Thoth, Anubis, and the 42 judges would discuss the soul's testimony. If they ruled the confession was accurate, the soul would make it to the next step, and Osiris would weigh its heart on a golden scale against the Feather of Truth. If the soul's heart was lighter than the feather, it would be granted access to eternity in the Field of Reeds. But if the heart was heavier, it was thrown onto the ground and eaten by Amut, the female devourer of the dead, and the soul would undergo the Great Death, a state of total non-existence. The ancient Egyptians had no concept of hell, feeling no need for it, since non-existence was considered the ultimate punishment.